Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking U.S. beef to China. Back with Daryl Peel in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show, when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
We're still waiting for the Phase 1 trade deal to really kick in as far as U.S. agricultural exports into China, including U.S. beef to China. We do know that some of those non-scientific barriers to U.S. beef are starting to be taken down by the Chinese. Still, a significant tariff on U.S. beef into China keeps us from big volumes very soon, and the Chinese have been buying lower quality beef in large quantities from countries like Brazil, Argentina, and Australia. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, up to now, we've just been a very small player when it comes to beef imports into China, even as they've grown their beef imports by leaps and bounds.
That's right. You know, we've never really had a presence in the Chinese market before. Of course, we were closed for a lot of years after BSE. We finally got access politically in 2017. And then since then, of course, we've been wrapped up in a trade war most of the time. So that has further made it difficult for us to really get down to the work of marketing beef in China. And so hopefully we're getting closer to being able to do that. But that means we've got work ahead of us to develop that market. It's not necessarily a market that's just instantly available to us. We're going to have to get in there and figure out exactly what kind of products, what kind of price levels, and so on are going to make us competitive in that market.
Of course, most economists, including Dr. Peel, very high on the potential of selling U.S. beef into China. Even a very small amount of U.S. beef times a billion people or more in China adds up to a lot of product.
That's right. You know, we talked about those other players that are dominating that market right now. And I think, you know, the U.S. doesn't really have to come in there and try to take away massive amounts of their market share right now. You know, 2% or 5% share of the Chinese beef market as it stands today, maybe 10% would be a tremendous increase in U.S. beef exports, not only to China, but in total, assuming that we could do that in addition to the other markets that we already have as major beef export markets.
As far as what the Chinese might be interested in buying from the United States.
Pork is their big meat. They don't eat a lot of beef, and it certainly varies across the population. It varies somewhat regionally, but, you know, again, we're talking about a cuisine, for the most part, that uses moist heat cooking, small portion sizes. So it's not a market for steaks. We're not going to come in there and send a lot of boxes of steaks. For the most part, to China. That could grow over time, but that won't be where we start. And again, it's a relatively low-income market in many cases, at least middle-income, so price is important. The types of products, lower-valued products, are going to be what work there. Things that, you know, would not be our highest-valued products, but that's where the growth potential is and certainly where it starts in China.
And it's at that point where we start thinking about specific products for the Chinese. Dr. Peel believes at that point, we've got chances to really make some inroads and some long-term gains in the Chinese beef marketplace.
I think the real opportunity in China, again, is going to be for some of those end meat products. I don't know that this is revealing anything, but, you know, China recently cleared the way for the over 30-month of age rule. It may well be that there's potential for marketing, you know, even older animals, you know, cull cow beef. Now, that would compete with our ground beef market. So there's a lot of things that could change here that we have to see. But, yeah, I think we're talking for the most part about products that have less demand and less value in the U.S. market, but they may be able to add to value if we can send them to a market like China.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Annual Bull Sale, Saturday, March 14th at the Ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.